Word today from Yemen that the government there has resigned in the midst of a standoff with rebels. Yemen is the home base for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which claimed responsibility for this month's attack on Charlie Hebdo in Paris. For more, let's bring in here and now security analyst Jim Walsh with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, what more do we know, first of all, about what happened today in Yemen?
We don't know a lot. Allegedly, the prime minister first offered his resignation. That was followed by the president. Now, this might just be a gambit to put pressure on the Houthis to release the presidential chief of staff, who they had earlier kidnapped and then agreed to return as part of this deal that was brokered yesterday. But he hadn't been returned yet, and I think there's always been a lot of mistrust between the sides. This seems to be getting worse. So it may be a gambit, or maybe the government saying we're fed up and we think this is only a losing proposition for us.
And when you say the Houthis, you're talking about these Shiite rebels that have been battling the government. They are not in league with al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, although it has been said that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula greatly benefits if the Houthis are successful.
Well, this is one of those occasions where you really have a weak government and two strong rebel groups, strength defined as military capability. The Houthis are an oppressed minority, or had been an oppressed minority, in Yemen for years. And in fact, if you look at the big historical context here, Yemen itself has been riven with divisions, ethnic, sectarian, tribal. You know, it's never a government that's functioned very well except under authoritarianism. They had a dictator. He left, and then you've had, al-Qaeda on one side, the Houthis on the other, and a very weak government in the middle. For a while, it looked okay. It didn't turn into Libya, where you've had open warfare in the streets. But the Houthis had shown restraint, but it looks like things might be starting to unravel.
And this Yemeni president, who apparently has resigned today, was backed by the United States. What does this mean for the U.S. and for counterterrorism strategy?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a setback for the U.S. Obviously, if you're going to the number one priority in Yemen, all other issues, and some can debate the wisdom of that, but all issues is counterterrorism and the focus on al-Qaeda. Obviously, if the government is in disarray, that's uncertainty, that's in an inability to function. The Houthis will be popular with some, but as I say, they're a minority, so that may strengthen opposition in other areas. I would say the bottom line is the more disarray there is, the more confusion there is, the easier it is for al-Qaeda to operate.
I want to ask you about two other players here. What does this mean for Saudi Arabia? What does it mean for Iran?
Well, we just finished talking about how complex it is within the state, within Yemen, and then you've got this overlay of complications that comes from all the players outside that are in the game, and that includes the U.S., and that includes Saudi Arabia, which recently threatened to cut off funds to Yemen because they were afraid of the Houthis, a Shiite group, not a Sunni group, taking power. And then Iran, seeing itself as the defender of the Shia against Sunni extremism, has also been in play. Yemen, you look at a map and it sort of tells you what's going on, because all three countries, the U.S., Iran, and Saudi Arabia, all have national interests in what happens there.
Dr. Jim Walsh, an expert in international security at MIT Security Studies Program, talking to us about the news today after a number of days of uncertainty in Yemen that the government there, the president, the prime minister, the cabinet, have resigned in this battle with Houthi rebels who have taken control of the capital, Sana'a. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.